Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. There are lots of processes that people use to create, and today I am going to talk with you about meditating. And there's lots of ways to meditate. Sometimes I meditate while I'm running, exercising. Sometimes I meditate right in the morning when I get up, before I even get up. It was said yesterday, I was listening to a podcast. And yesterday it was mentioned that 1 minute of meditating throughout the day does more than 20 minutes of meditating in the morning. That if you just stop yourself at different times of the day and take a breath, stop everything and meditate for 1 minute, that has a powerful effect on your day. You can change your momentum immediately. So what is it about meditation that's so powerful? And why are people talking about it so much? It stops your mind. It stops all the chatter. And it, over time as you practice it, you can just breathe, take one or two breaths, and be back to a neutrality. And when you're in that place, your mind does something different. It opens instead of staying right in its ego. Instead of proving itself right, it opens to possibility. So that's the point of it. When you start meditating, it feels like all you get is chatter. You keep finding yourself thinking about things, working on solving problems, talking to yourself inside. And over time, you can just become a space where you're curious, a space where you're sensing. And how to do that? Well, as I meditate, sometimes my mind wants to take me to solve all sorts of problems and think about all sorts of things. So when I catch myself doing that, I simply just say, oh yeah, of course, you're thinking about that. Let's go back to this open, even space. This space is just for you to relax your mind. It's like I talk to myself about how that meditational space is a free spot, like you're playing a game and you landed on the free space. And so I have become one who basks in it. And if I find myself thinking about something intensely, I just bring myself back to the free space. When I meditate for a longer period of time, near the end of the meditation, I find myself coming up with lots of solutions, really beautiful solutions, and creative ideas. And that's where, when that happens, I know that I'm in the channel of creativity. And that's where I love to go when I meditate. All of a sudden, I'll find myself with really incredible ideas at the end of that meditation. So that's meditation. I highly recommend it. And it's a way to get into your authentic creative conduit. Another way you can add to that is putting your hand on your heart if you're looking for answers. So getting into a meditation practice, optimally in the morning for 15 and in the evening for 15. You clear out your mind at the end of the day, so that you don't wake up right in the morning with the same thoughts you left with. Like, oh, where was I? Yes, I was struggling with this. I had a headache. I had a big day. I was overwhelmed. Instead, waking up with some clean space and a fresh start. And then meditating right away in the morning before your mind gets going. It's a really good way to ensure that you're starting with that clear space and that peacefulness and that excitement for the day. Have a beautiful day, and let me know on Instagram today. Connect with me on Instagram.